video podcast by the band Tuke. And brought to you by Black Frog Media. We chat with the best in the music industry from yesterday and today with a focus on the good old days of Canadian rock. This episode originally streamed live on Tuesday, November 10th, 2020 on Facebook Live. Now, here are your hosts, Todd, Brent, Shane, Corey, and Darren.
Hey! Welcome to the Corey and Darren Show!
As always, I'm Darren.
And I'm Corey, as always.
And today we are flying solo. So it's kind of an improv watch party. The rest of the guys are busy, tied up, doing their thing. What do we got?
We had a big show lined up, actually, for today.
We did.
Which our guest will now be postponed until December 1st, I believe. And that was supposed to be Jim Gilmore, the keyboard player from Saga. That would have been a great one to do today, but Brett and Todd are now back at work. And yeah. Shane has his significant other, has a special birthday today, so they went to Sedona. And here we are, just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Take it.
We can make it if we try.
And we can. And we can, because we didn't want to go 2 weeks without doing anything, so it made sense to just come on and say hi and tell everybody what's happening and what's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks.
Right.
So some big news from the Tuke front. We always get this question, and everybody's saying new material, new stuff. What do we got on the horizon?
We are going to release a new single sometime next month. And it's going to be another cover tune until we get all the originals ready to go.
Yep.
And we're going to have a video to go along with it.
Nice.
And that has something to do with something you have going on.
Correct. Yeah. We, in Manitoba, Canada, we were just, as of this morning, put back into what we call code red, meaning that social gatherings are down to nothing again. So, pretty much everybody's doing their own thing, and we are just going to kind of ride this out. So we had actually planned a charity event, which was going to be a live telethon for a foundation up here in Winnipeg called the Never Alone Foundation. And basically what we are doing is it's going to be packed full of entertainment and, of course, discussing and talking about how the Never Alone Cancer Foundation helps those in need, especially going into the holidays. So you guys are generous enough to lend your time and do some performing and some recording on behalf of that. So we're going to debut that. It was set normally to be first Tuesday of December, but due to the pandemic, it's going to be pushed back probably a couple of weeks. So around December 15th, we're looking at releasing that. So
a new single, new video, and a charity event.
Correct. And then, of course, that single will then, after that, be available on all the streaming platforms and, you know, check out, wherever you're watching this right now, you can check the for the latest, because it'll be airing here. So,
yeah.
Totally. Code Red is such BS. I know. I hear you.
Unreal. It's getting crazy everywhere.
Well, the problem here is that everybody's kind of up in arms because they're locking down everything, but schools are still open, which is kind of doesn't really make sense, because it's saying, well, you know, I can't see grandma, but I can go and I can spend, you know, the day with 500 other people in my school. So, I mean, I get it. And there's going to be essential workers that are obviously, you know, going to have to find a place for their kids. So schools, definitely been the place. So I don't know, I guess it's however way you want to look at it, but nonetheless, I'm sure we'll all be happy when 2020 and this COVID is done and behind us in the rear view. So,
well, this vaccine looks like it might be good news, right?
Hoping so. Yeah. You know, anything at this point that can turn this around is, you know, what do they say? It's a 90% success rate now. Is that,
that's what they're claiming. Yeah. So that's pretty good, I think. Right.
Yeah. I mean,
before or something.
Can you ever say 100%, you know, it's like,
right.
You know,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's like, remember for years, you know, Pepsi put out their diet Pepsi with one calorie, you know, and I'm thinking like, well, can't you just get rid of that last one, you know? And I guess it's just to cover all the legal basics. So
yeah.
How's everything down there?
Seems like it's all right in California. I mean, we've kind of gone through our big wave, and now it's in a lot of the other states. Of course, we still have it down here, and everybody's still being good and wearing masks and all that stuff for the most part. And speaking of masks, that's a nice segue, right? Because
yeah, absolutely.
I got mine.
If anybody is looking now, especially going into the online Christmas shopping, which is apparently where things are going to be leading up to in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be introducing a ton of new ideas. Well, I shouldn't say ton, a few more ideas to our already pretty good lineup on the Tukerocks.ca merch store. If anybody hasn't been there lately, go check it out. We've got our let me see if we can pull it up. Yes, our three pack is up for sale.
That's awesome.
Plus, where do we go here? Oh, I scroll down. Nice. Three packs for $45 Canadian. Everything on the Tukes site is Canadian dollars, by the way. So if you can go check that out. We're going to have some new Tukes. And, it's getting cold out there. We finally, well, actually, it's been odd for us in November. We have had 20 degrees and then down to -2. Now we're hovering around the zero mark. So, but it is getting to toque weather. Yeah. So be sure to go check it out and get your toques, your toque cues. We've got ladies toques coming out too.
Nice. So yeah. What makes them different?
Well, I had received some emails from people saying, we want the ladies ones where they got I shouldn't even say ladies. I mean, all you guys can wear them too. They have the
hair toques.
The ponytail going out the top there, the ladies toque. And then we've got some scarves.
Scarves?
Yeah, but if we're going with the Leafs and the Dwarfs, it's scarves. we've got some, but any winter attire. So, and of course, like always, we're always open to suggestions from the fans and from people. And yes, we do ship all over the world. Somebody asking, do they ship to the UK? Absolutely. I don't know. We ship Canada Post primarily. So of course, I don't know where the Canada Post is going to be in the next month with the pandemic and Christmas. But if you are hoping to get them for Christmas, I would definitely suggest ordering sooner than later. So that same to be anywhere on the other side of pretty much any border, I guess. So.
Yeah. So I would say that the Tuque shop is the one-stop Christmas shopping place to be to get something for everybody.
You bet.
Masks are unisex. The Tukes, as I've learned, are not unisex, but...
Well, I guess they are. Everybody. They are because, a couple of long hairs can wear the ones with the hole in the top. And then, there's something for everybody at the Tuque Rock store. That's what we have to say. So we've got some cool new keychains coming in, some stocking stuffers. Check out the...
All right.
Uncle Hoser keychains.
Nice.
And we've got some... We're thinking of... Yeah, we did Tuque hockey pucks. Somebody's saying we did... do you have yours handy there, Corey?
I do.
Plus we got... I'm attached to my computer here, but coasters.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bunch of those. Fitz actually brought me a whole bunch of stuff from Winnipeg when he finally came back. I got some vegan pierogies I just had today, which were freaking amazing, from Mr. Pierogi, I believe. It's a Winnipeg company, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
just amazing.
Oh, we got a comment here coming in.
Okay.
Oh, I also got a couple of koozies. Yeah, koozies we have on the store too. This is a question coming in from a stranger watching. I guess somebody watching from work. Hey, Darren, who's your favorite member of Tuque? No wrong answers, as long as it's Todd.
Wait, you can eject them, right? Can you do that from there?
Yeah, exactly. Get back to work.
Todd, yeah. Todd's a pretty amazing individual, and I have a total man crush on Todd. He knows that though. So here's our puck bottle openers.
Yeah, which absolutely is
pretty sweet. And they actually are, like, you could use them as a puck.
Well, they are. They were made out of real pucks. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The only downside with stuff like that, because we were thinking of introducing coffee mugs and introducing a lot of other things, but at the same time, you know, the shipping becomes an issue on their own. But, you know, if you want a coffee mug, we can always facilitate that as well, because we have done those in the past. A lot of those are available at the shows, but mailing stuff is always the issue. So you order it in one piece and it comes to you in five or six, and it's hard to make that happen. But yeah, we will definitely get more of these items. And it sucks, because a lot of these shows, we had so many cool things lined up. You know, our whole tank top lineup, our whole, you know, we had another batch of hats available, which I think we're going to put up anyways. I mean, I think people wear, you know, ball caps year round. So I think we'll go with that. You know, but if anybody wants to see anything, I mean, a lot of the stuff that we do is just off the cuff, you know. So we were thinking, you know, I was even thinking maybe we'll do some, you know, Canadian dinner jackets. You know, people love those.
Totally. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, if somebody,
We've interviewed everybody, but we, you know, this might be a good time to actually interview you.
Okay.
Because you've been around since the beginning of the Tuke days, and you're kind of like the fifth member of the band, and you actually are an amazing singer. People don't know that, but you come from a music background.
I did. Well, the reason that Brent and I have a connection is Brent and I played together before he left Winnipeg. So So up until the day that Brent was leaving for Los Angeles, we had actually finished a gig that night, and he said, you know, I'm going to go to LA and check things out. And at the time, I was pursuing interest in going to school down in Toronto. He kind of went one way, I went the other, but we always maintained contact, because I was doing a music degree and Brent was, it's a music degree, a recording arts management degree in the music industry. And Brent was down in Los Angeles performing. So we always maintained contact. One thing, you know, we've just always managed to kind of help each other out. And here we are. When he started this project, he reached out, and yeah, we've been together ever since.
And in that band, you were the front man?
Singer and guitar player, correct.
Singer and guitar player. Okay, what was that band called?
That was a band called Skeleton Key.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so
were you doing graphics at that time? Did you guys have a logo and a full merch lineup?
I'm sure you did. Well, no. You got to remember, back then it wasn't as easy. I mean, back then when we did tour posters, it was, you know, cutting out things and putting them on and photocopying them. I mean, this was the early 90s, right? So, yeah. I mean, it wasn't... you know, it wasn't that kind of thing. I mean, I was always into the arts, but I pursued digital graphics and stuff after and during college. So, No, it wasn't so much that.
You actually did go to Toronto and got a music degree?
I did a degree in recording arts management at a school called Harris Institute for the Arts, which is basically specific to the music industry. So music industry law and management. Wow. Thinking that I could take a segue from performance into working in the industry, only to find out that after doing that, I realized why they call it the music business. I didn't really like any of, you know, being from an artist perspective, I didn't like the music business aspect of it. So I chose to kind of pursue the graphic arts, went back, did another degree in graphic arts, and here we are now. So,
right.
Yeah. So it's been kind of a, you know, a whirlwind, but definitely been an enjoyable ride. Yeah. So.
Right. And so you actually made a living out of being a graphic designer, and you still do now, right?
I do now. Yeah. I've the company that I've run, most people probably watching have been there or seen it. And, you know, the Black Frog Media has been my company now, owned and operated out of Winnipeg since 2007. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we're one of the lucky ones that, you know, have good clients like yourself that stick around. Because, well, we know with a lot of small businesses, especially now, I mean, it's even just to be able to keep the doors open is great. So,
yeah, I'm just always amazed at the way your brain works, because you're always like one step ahead of everything, thinking about how to market that and what it's going to look like and what kind of products we could have and all that sort of stuff.
So exactly. Well, and that's kind of the idea, right?
Was that?
I said that's kind of the idea, is to try to stay one step ahead, because you want to make sure that people, you know, find things and are interested in the things that you're doing. And most people don't stop to take stock in what you're doing and figure out that every single piece of the puzzle has to be just as important or more important or better than the last. Right. So, I mean, once you become stagnant and you're just kind of just going through the motions, I think that's when people, you know, stop taking, you know, taking interest in what you're doing. I mean, even when we talked, you know, a couple of months ago when things were going on and then we did the acoustic version of the Street Heart song, you know, staying relevant, doing things, you know, staying one step ahead of the game, keeping even Took Talk, you know, this being something where everybody still gets to see you and keep you as part of their lives, even when their lives are probably on pause, it gives everybody an opportunity to kind of still come together and remember who you are, you know, I mean, and just keep stock of what you're doing. And it's definitely harder, but could you imagine if this was 20 years ago and we didn't have access to what we're doing now? I mean, we'd be going crazy, right? So,
oh yeah. Yeah. This has been amazing. I mean, technology is, can you imagine like life without Zoom? And Zoom kind of came, it's almost like the Zoom people made the COVID virus, and we could actually start that conspiracy theory right now.
Well, I was saying that, you know, this morning,
no one had heard of Zoom until,
oh, I know. I was saying that this morning talking to my brother in Thunder Bay, and we said, you know, could you imagine, it's like, it's no coincidence that a month before Christmas, where everything's about to go crazy, all of a sudden everybody's locked down and, you know, and everybody's going to be shopping online, and who benefits the most from that? You know, like this Christmas brought to you by Amazon, you know, just definitely one of those strange years. So all of a reason why, if people can get out there and support local, do so. Of course, even when supporting local, you still can do that online by visiting tookrocks.ca and buying something for your family.
Well done.
You know, buy them a shirt, buy them a sweater, buy them a toque. You know, you can never get enough. So,
yeah. Speaking of shirt, we want to thank Took New Zealand. We got sent a bunch of shirts, I guess all the way from New Zealand, which is amazing. So thank you, Took New Zealand. We all got different ones. I got the Star Wars-based one. I don't know how they knew that I'm a Star Wars fan.
Well, I think they probably figured it out. Actually, those were sitting here for years. For months, I should say, sorry. And Brent, when he came right before he was heading back, he took all of those with him. So yeah, we had those sent over probably during the summer, but they just got to you now, I guess. Yeah.
So delayed thank you. Better late than never.
Delayed thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can pull this up here just because.
Okay. Are you making any more blankets like the one hanging behind you?
You know what? I want to. Again, those are, I guess, something similar to the, what do you call it? The jerseys, because what we have to do on something like that is, you know, get people to pre-order them. They are a little pricey to make, and it's not something that we necessarily want to stock. Mm-hmm. And Brent's going to kill me for showing this here, but I'm going to put it up anyways.
Does anybody have any questions for Darren?
Yeah, here we go. So here's Brent and I right before he left for Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
Check out that lineup.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's Fitz, or I should say here's Fitz, and this is me. Yeah. You haven't seen that before, I bet, eh?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
you're scantily clad.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, who are the other guys?
That was a gentleman by the name of,
members.
No, it won. What's Darren's dog's name? My dog's name is Ellie and Rio. I have two of them.
Okay.
That picture was taken at Sunfest, I think 94. That was used to be a big outdoor venue that took place out in Gimli, Manitoba. So it stopped, but anybody that's from this area remember Sunfest. It was definitely a cool place to play. So
tell us the interesting facts about Gimli.
Well, Gimli is home.
They have an international presence, don't they?
Yes, Crown Royal.
Exactly.
Whiskey. Liquor. Is made there. And it also, if you've ever, if you're an aviation buff, if you remember years ago, there was an Air Canada flight, actually, that was, I guess, I don't know what the, somehow where it departed from, and I can't remember, people might know better than I just remember the ending. They miscalculated the fuel consumption, so they didn't fuel the plane properly. So it was flying over, and it actually had, Gimli's home to a drag strip out there where they race cars.
Wow.
So actually the plane had to make an emergency landing on the drag strip in Gimli.
No way.
Yeah, and it's kind of like when you hear about, you know, same thing where, you know, Sully landed on the Hudson. This was a huge thing because they actually took that plane, and what he did, the pilot was experienced a glider pilot. So I guess they had the way of kind of tilting the plane to...
Oh, wow.
To manually decrease the drag.
It's speed, and, wow.
Yeah, so basically they simulated that in a simulator over a dozen times, and every time they crashed, but this guy pulled it off for
no
real.
No way.
Yeah, and I mean, and Google that stuff. Imperial to metric issue with the fuel. Yeah, Jim Dickinson is chiming in, so there's the issue. No, that's good, yeah. Boeing 767 Gimli glider. Okay, everybody, see, people know, oh, that's my buddy Sean, who works for Air Canada in Newfoundland, yeah.
Okay, so this guy actually pulled off what people couldn't even do in the simulators.
Absolutely. And and so, I mean, when you think about that, I mean, how many lives were saved? And if I mean, they've made for TV movies about it. They've done stuff. Okay. So,
Was Tom Hanks in it?
Tom Hanks was not. No, okay. No. Yeah. But yeah, Google that. It's a great story. Another Gimli fact. So, I mean, and it's, you know.
And I have an uncle and aunt in Gimli.
Yeah.
My uncle Tim and my aunt Delphine, they're in Gimli, right on the lake there. Beautiful, or close to it.
Yeah.
No, huge lake. It's Lake Winnipeg, right?
It is,
right?
Yeah.
Just gorgeous up there, and you can see the northern lights. Just insane.
Yeah, absolutely. Love that so place. I mean, definitely recommend going in the summer, but
yes.
But then again, you know, it is Gimli, and it's home of the local Vikings, you know, the they host a festival out there every year called, I think it's what it's Viking Days or something. They have a Norwegian name for it. I can't remember.
Right. Cause it's very Icelandic. The population.
Icelandic. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. Check it out. Definitely something to,
Now people are always doing stuff like running across the US for cancer. And of course, Terry Fox did that. Has anybody actually skated across north and south on Lake Winnipeg
in terms of all the way across?
Yeah. Well, I like don't... it, cause it's longer than it is wide, right?
Yes.
It probably wouldn't take long to skate across it.
I guess the only problem there is that unlike anything else is that by the time it gets to be frozen well enough skate on, there's probably more snow on it than could be.
Well, you'd have to have a shovel in front of you, wouldn't you?
Well, that'd be a long, I mean, that'd be a big shovel. I mean, trust
well,
me.
Well, you only need this much space to get through.
Isn't yeah, but keep one of those in mind this.
The Canadian skater, Tire specials.
Yeah. And then as you're skating, you're pushing, you know, 4 feet of snow in front of you. I mean, you see kids passing out, even trying to clear off the skating rinks, you know, because, you know, trying to use those shovels. But yeah, it gets pretty cold up here, man. I guess, you know, you got to come visit again in January. And
I've forgotten all about it.
That's right. Yeah.
No, I haven't.
No, it's been a cold one. So it's definitely a place to see though. Yeah. But definitely check it out. You know, if you ever get the chance, a lot of people here, you know, Canada, we get a lot of Canadians here. Yeah. That's, I guess it's interesting though.
A lot of Canadians in Canada?
No, on the comments. Oh. I'm just reading the comments. Yeah. A lot of Canadians in Canada too.
Any questions for you?
Darren is truly the man behind the Tuke brand. Keep
it. All right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's like they say, it's easy when you have good clients, right? And of course, how is it hard to market a band with such talent? I mean,
you know. I'll give you exactly 2 hours to stop saying that. Go.
No, it's true. I mean, all, you know, and it's kind of a perfect combination. I mean, you know, you've got you guys, you know, do your thing. And of course, you know, you guys have always been pretty cool with me too, because, you know, a lot of stuff times it's just kind of like, here you go. And, you know, we've kind of rolled with it and definitely branded as something cool. And I don't think that could be said for a lot of bands out there. I mean, I don't know if a lot of bands really take things like album artwork or merch design and actually factor that in to be a presence. But, you know, we've definitely made that happen. I was going to run something at Halloween and thinking about the coolest band mascots out there, you know, surrounding Halloween. You know, you definitely have your Eddies. You know, you've got, well, we were talking the other day about Sammy Kerr from the Trick or Treat movie that Fastway did the soundtrack for. You've got, well, I guess, would he be considered a mascot? Like the mental health guy, the mental health dude or whatever.
Quiet Riot. And the pig for Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And the Nutty Professor or whatever they get.
And then even remember in Motley Crue's early days, and they, I think you saw him every now and then, the Alistair Fiend. He was the crazy guy. He kind of looked like the Nikki Six hair, but he was kind of the scary dude. Yeah, he had, he it was Alistair Fiend was their guy. The Dangerous Toys clown. I mean, you know, we're going back in the 80s, but not a lot of people take stock in that. But our uncle Hoser has definitely made an impact, and he's kind of a cool. First, it was just a hockey jersey, but you know, now he's a member of the band. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. I love that he's missing a tooth.
Well, that he started out with all of them, but he lost that after a couple of gigs. You notice that we started out with a clean smile.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But it was so apropos to the Canadian theme with, you know, hockey, and most hockey players don't have any front teeth.
Exactly.
But Took's really lucky that because, you know, we started Took as a labor of love, and we gradually attracted people like yourself and Dave Swizicki, the director of our awesome video for Never Enough for You.
Well, the funny thing is Dave and I go way back too, because Dave used to play in a band long ago, and I did all of their merch as well. So Dave and I have maintained friendships since early 2000.
You brought him into it, right?
He was my first go-to. Yeah, when we were putting the idea for a video together. Being in design, I've pulled Dave in on a number of jobs over the years, and so of course being a musician, and then of course such a talented dude behind the camera, he was just the first name that came to mind when we needed somebody for that project.
Yeah.
Here's a good question though, because this kind of involves both of us. Who came up with the cover idea for Giver? Mm-hmm. We had thrown around a number of ideas for that, only to land on, because of course we wanted to be something Canadian, and we, some of the other ideas included bumper shining behind a car, you know, something you know, very Canadian, only to land on I'm just reading another these comments go by so fast. I just want to make sure, only to land on the fact that, yeah, what's more Canadian than writing your name in the snow, with piss.
Yes.
And, you know, it's basically the thing you say. So, you know how many comments we get all the time, everybody out there thinking that that's Photoshopped? That was actually done in my backfield.
Yeah. Tell them about that. Cause we were trying to get the right. We're like, how do we do this?
Yeah.
So there's no way that a big pot of coffee.
Yeah. And that was done over after a perfect snowfall in my backfield. And it took a couple of tries. And that's, you can see where I even laid down the Winnipeg Jets toque and my shoes in the snow, 100% not Photoshopped. I'm not going to lie. I had to finish off some of the letters with a squirt out of a Gatorade bottle, but 80% is all there, all me. So if anybody wants to bring their copy and have it signed, I will pee all over your CD at the next show. Yeah.
And some people in warmer climates, they've never seen that before, so it didn't hit them exactly what they were looking at. They're right. Like, oh, that's a nice, what is it?
In Canada, it's like writing your name in the sand, right? It's like, it's basically the same thing. So yeah, we've
everybody's
we've
come out of a bar at night, totally drunk on your way home. And it's like, oh, I got to take a whiz. Oh, I'm going to write my name in the snowbank.
Right, exactly.
And and of course, as kids as well, before you could even drink.
Somebody was asking, too, how do you use the thingy that comes with the toque masks? It's basically what they call an ear saver. So instead of having to loop it around your ears, it has the little clips on it. So you can clip it on each side so that it takes the pressure off your ears. That's pretty much.
You can see there's a little ball and you... See,
well, that adjusts it. What they're referring to is the ear savers that came with it.
Okay, so I thought that you actually attached these loops to the ear saver.
No, it's designed. They kind of go on with clips. I wish I had one in front of me, but if you, I mean,
I didn't get one.
You didn't get one?
No, I just got the mask.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to know the right people, I guess. Yeah.
What's the email for customer service?
Yeah, exactly. It's info@brentfitz.com. Yeah, but no, it's, yeah, you basically clip it on those and, you know, you can Google how to use an air saver. We just kind of made them and thinking that people, but these masks are actually, we've had really good, you know, response from everybody who's bought them and they are very comfortable. Most yeah. people would think that, you know, it's going to be annoying, but they're the most comfortable ones that I've ever worn.
And how did you get the smell of Todd Kern's armpit in those?
Well, not just the armpit. I mean, depending on which ones you buy, I sent a whole bunch down to him. He wore them as a thong for a couple of weeks and then he sent them back. So,
oh my God.
So one in six has actually been worn by a thong, just like that. And just like Borat,
it's the Easter egg in every pack. You just don't know.
Right. Yeah.
It's like a shishito pepper. One in every six is the hot one, but the rest are benign.
Exactly. It's like the Borat, you know, yeah. swimsuit. Yeah. Todd yeah. wore them for a week. He'd send them back. I'd take them out with tongs and slide them into a mailer bag. And yeah, that's one out of 10.
Amazing.
Of them, yeah. So actually,
you should be thinking about that. There might be a market for that. We could probably charge a lot more if we did something like that.
Well, you know, until the Center for Infectious Disease calls us up and puts a stop to everything, you know, so.
Oh, my God.
We can talk about this now because Todd's not here.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but yeah, it's been. Yeah, everybody kind of haha. Kinder surprise, exactly.
Kinder surprise.
Kinder surprise, illegal in the States, right? You know?
Is it? Is
that,
what?
Yeah. Isn't it?
Is that gambling or something?
No, Kinder surprise, those eggs with the toys.
No, I know, but is it considered, why is it illegal?
Because kids were choking on the toys.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like considered gambling because a lot of these video games have these loot boxes where you don't know what you're going to get. So you buy loot boxes hoping to get upgrades, you know? So I thought like Kinder Surprise, I was like, oh, I don't know what's in here, but I hope it's what I want. So you're gambling on it when you buy it, right?
Mm, yeah. No, I think it was because kids were choking on the toys and they put a stop to it. So because they always put the famous meme with the AK-47 and the chocolate egg. And they say one of these things is illegal in the U.S. It's not the gun, you know, so.
Oh, my God. Funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And as a Canadian, I mean, now what are you going to do? It's, you know, funny, but right. I guess it's true. So, yeah. Any other questions? Corey, I will send you one of mine. Oh, I guess Marlene got a couple of the, some of these people got them. Darren, you're a wealth of knowledge. Yeah. You see, I'm the Cliff Clavin of my group because I know all the useless information. I'm definitely, somebody to hang out with at trivia night for sure. Yeah. I would like a sweater that smells like Todd. Oh, there you go.
Okay. Well, we'll work on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, on that note, we're just kind of coming in, checking in with you guys, but, you know, we wanted to just touch base and obviously, you know, we'll post some more info in the links where you guys can post all and get all the info, but be sure to check it out. And, we'll be back next Tuesday with the whole gang. So want to thank everybody for tuning in.
Yep. Thanks, awesome. Guys.
No problem.
So we'll call it a day there, and we'll see everybody next week with the regular cast and crew.
You know it.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.